Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Round number 2 at 7:07. Round and round we go with the great Dawn Stensland.
And good morning, sponsored by Holland Floor Covering. This Wednesday morning, as we will be heating up to 63 degrees, partly sunny today with considerable rain, heavy rain this evening, much needed rain. In the news this morning, 77-year-old woman has died after police officers and a firefighter pulled her from a car that was submerged in the Schuylkill River right near Bala Cynwyd. Happened yesterday, and that's according to the Lower Merion Police Department. This was a breaking news story mid-morning yesterday with 911 calls coming in to police. It was Writers Ferry Road. Lower Merion police officers, I think, were the first on the scene, and then some Union Fire Company firefighters, those first responders, divers. They got in there immediately, were able to pull this woman, pull her out of the water, and then rushing her to nearby Lankinau Medical Center, where she died yesterday afternoon. They're investigating this. This was a large SUV, and initially they feared that a second person was in the water.
Oh, wow.
They confirmed that there was not, but just some frantic moments. They shut down traffic and some businesses nearby.
You said so, Writers Ferry Road.
Yeah.
I know exactly where that's at. I think a lot of us that used to work over at 1 or 2 Bala Plaza, would know that road quite well.
Yeah.
This is like the third or fourth time you've had stories of cars going into the Schuylkill.
Several cars. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
What is up with that? You know, one of them, remember, was two people who were making out, got hot and heavy and bumped something.
Yeah, right. It happens, yeah.
And sometimes you knock the gear shifter into reverse and, you know, kaboom.
And it was like, remember, it was a luxury. It was like one of those Piazza Mercedes. It was like a luxury vehicle rolled backwards into the river. They were okay, but the car, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, people kind of chuckled about. The others, I mean, some of these are just crazy situations.
They are.
We don't know. 77-year-old woman, did she have a seizure? Did she, you know, what? There was no precipitation. This happened about 9-ish in the morning, 9:10 in the morning.
No.
What happened? You know, that's the
Bala Cynwyd could have been a Kamala voter that just couldn't take the results anymore. She just drove into the Schuylkill.
No.
Said, I'm done.
Yeah. Instead of running up the art museum steps.
Yeah.
Like Jimmy Matt.
Instead of crying on TikTok, she went for a drink.
The other story this morning, I believe in the bigger picture of things, shines a light on the issue of mainstreaming children who may have things like developmental disabilities or behavioral challenges, mainstreaming them into schools. This has to do with an 11-year-old child in police custody now after he allegedly stabbed 2 staffers. And this happened at a middle school in Northeast Philadelphia. So it happened yesterday, the stabbing at Castor Gardens Middle School. This is on Cotman Ave. So they say the student just pulled out the knife out of his school bag while inside a classroom. And the question here is, well, how did he get that knife in? Because they do have metal detectors. But in this sense, we know that 2 victims, a 31-year-old woman, a 63-year-old woman, suffered cuts to their arms, to their stomachs. And these are not life-threatening injuries, but obviously it's a horrifying situation.
I think the other question is, if you just want to forget about the metal detectors for a moment, how did the child get the knife past parents out of the house? You know, where are the parents at with this, right? You know, I'm assuming that if you have developmental issues, it's not like the 11-year-old went and purchased it online or went to a store. It was probably a knife from home. So where are the parents at in this equation?
Yeah. It's a good question. That's what they're looking. They're looking at all of this, but I think it does. They know that the 11-year-old has some kind of developmental or behavioral issues. Oftentimes, those kids have somebody assigned to them. And this happens in the suburbs. It happens. We've talked about it. And so there are some parents who say, was this child transferred here recently? That happens. They tend to get transferred from school to school. and that avoids maybe the spot greater spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk about in the bigger picture, you know, we talked about Linda McMahon and Trump's pick to revamp education. This is one of those issues they will look at because it's one of the issues that I think goes under the radar, and it's why some teachers even don't want to teach anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know,
I can understand why.
We have a teacher shortage, and so all of these issues need to be focused on. And I think Linda McMahon will no doubt this will be part of the challenge that she'll have to deal with.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about a potential strike, that trifecta, as I've said. We have leaders these are some huge unions, SEPTA operators and municipal workers, SEPTA operators, not just in Philadelphia, but all the surrounding collar counties, and as well as AFSCME. We're looking at about 14,000 workers. Philadelphia, we're looking at Delaware County, Montgomery County, you know, across the region, right? 14,000 of these workers they could strike. They're not yet. But they met all day yesterday. And by the way, sheet metal, air rail, transportation workers, the list goes on and on. This is Chester, Delaware, Montgomery counties. So it really affects our entire region. And we're watching this very carefully. So far, they have remained at the table. It has to do with a budget shortfall. I know Governor Josh Shapiro got involved yesterday. They're trying to propose through the legislature at least some Band-Aid solutions to this thing, but they don't have the money to really support, as far as SEPTA, these operations. How does that shake out with these unions?
Resolution happening first for Bob Casey or SEPTA? Does Bob Casey wave the white flag before SEPTA strikes a deal? Or vice versa?
That's a good question.
Inquiring minds and gamblers want to know.
Yes, we're watching it very carefully. So will they strike? It would affect school children because in Philadelphia, that's how school kids, especially middle schoolers and high schoolers, get to school. We don't have school buses for our children in middle schools and high schools, by the way, if you don't know that, in Philadelphia. So SEPTA, that would affect schools. It would shut a lot of the city down. And then even remember, Sherelle Parker, the mayor, had wanted people to get back to work and not virtually work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those individuals, well, they won't be able to get to work. So would that shut down city services or offices, that sort of thing?
Another excuse to work remotely.
Yeah, I mean, just just when they get
unbelievable.
Back. So we're watching all of that very carefully. It'll affect all of us in one way or another, but just wanted to highlight that for you for sure. Other news of the day, the bipartisan House Ethics Committee will be meeting this morning behind closed doors, and they are expected to, and they are slated to discuss their report on the investigation of former Representative Matt Gaetz, who is obviously the choice by President-elect Donald Trump as the nominee for Attorney General.
Yeah, the allegations of paying for sex and then a 17-year-old. By the way, Sonny Hostin had to legally walk back, her rhetoric.
Yeah, we have that.
Boy, I'd hate to be an ABC exec.
By the way, the Health Ethics Committee, speaking of Matt Gaetz, obtained records that reportedly show President-elect Donald Trump's attorney general pick Matt Gaetz paid more than $10,000 to two women who later testified in sexual misconduct investigations. Mm-hmm. So they have the check.
So, well, it's not a check because that was Jerry Springer. It's Venmo.
It's cat. No, look.
It's Venmo.
Cash. It's made out to cash.
It's made out to cash, but it was Venmo. It was through Venmo, according.
Well, that's what he paid. That's what he paid the.
He Venmoed.
That's what he paid the women allegedly for. But this is, I guess, for. I don't know.
So you know, in Venmo, when you put in, like, most of us pay Venmo, like, to the football team for their little sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, he was not paying for sandwiches, but he put.
No, he's
so
paying.
He
for,
wrote
he's
cash.
Paying for pie.
Oh boy!
It's not even funny because they're allegedly 17 years old.
Now,
oh well, yeah, of course. That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
The report that I have is that he allegedly made 27 Venmo payments totaling $10,224.02
using his
two witnesses
using quote unquote his adopted son's Venmo account.
Venmo
right?
account.
Yeah, Nestor.
Now the
I'm not making this up, dude.
Nestor.
Now, according to this report that's coming from the House Ethics Committee, that some of the leaked information, the witness, because they had all these witnesses testify, right? So during the time period, and this is mid-July 2017 through late 2018, maybe even the early part of January of 2019,
yeah,
they say in the House Ethics Report that the women were 18 at the time, but they must have just turned 18. So there's a question about... It's still icky. No, look,
has Gates
whether
gone
they're
to a
17
Diddy
or 18.
Party?
Well, yeah, what the definition of is, right? I mean,
right.
That's
so
what
all very icky.
That's really what we're talking about here.
I mean, and, as I said, when he was tabbed, I said, I think he could do a good job, but I've never really been a huge fan of his, and I think he's kind of a scumbag.
I don't know. I'm just reading you the report. These are the witnesses, the teenage witnesses, they're now in their 20s. Mm-hmm. They've subpoenaed them, they testified, and they gave in detail what was going on, and it was, you know, relations with the issue across state lines, and that's why they were investigating, was because at the time, and remember, he was an elected official, he traveled to New York City to be on Fox News and then go see a Broadway play. You know what it was? Pretty Woman. So these teenagers then traveled from Florida to, yes, New York. And the women testified that he had hoo-ha with both of them, like one after the other, at this party after the Broadway thing.
PA pyrotechnic fan said if there had been something there a couple years ago, they would have prosecuted him. It's BS behind closed doors crap. Okay.
Well,
maybe
he's correct. You're correct that they pretty much what we've heard, they declined to charge because they realized, and that's what this says, that they had turned 18, that he did not do anything illegal. Everything was legal. But is it icky?
I'll put it this way.
You know what I mean? And so I think that...
I don't think
he broke a law, but I think it's really icky.
Oh, I do think he broke a law.
I put it this way. I wouldn't want my daughters to date Matt Gaetz.
No, of course not.
Of course not.
And not at 10 years old.
Don, let me ask you a question. You're alone in the woods. Would you rather be alone in the woods with a bear or Matt Gaetz?
Okay, I could kick his butt.
That's true.
He's not a big guy.
He's pretty.
He's a very pretty boy.
Well, but then the bear all of a sudden...
He's not that pretty.
He roars!
He's not that pretty. He's a
his
big
nails
head.
Look better than mine right now.
He's a big head.
He's got that hair thing again. He's got the Dan Aykroyd, like I've said it from Tommy Boy. But, what's up with all these guys with the coif?
There's no allegation that he forced himself or everything was consensual. And like I say, I don't really think that they had him on doing anything quote unquote illegal, but is it icky? Right. And that's
what we're going under icky.
Greg,
like I don't,
Greg,
I mean, I
think absolutely in the public eye, in an administration where we have to get a lot of work done.
Why'd he pay them?
To leave.
Seriously. Yeah, you don't pay him for sex, you pay him to leave.
That's Charlie Sheen's line.
Yeah, exactly.
Paying the... Is it... You know, I don't know. I think it was... they work for a dating service or the escort service. Is that right, technically? It was an escort service?
At 17 or 18? No, no.
I mean, I have no idea. But it's... I don't care if they're 17 or 18. I know that's the law. What is the age of consent? I will say whether they were 17, 18, 19, or 20, it was icky. And in the public's eye, does Trump really want to deal with all this stuff when there's so much work to do? Go back to the home. And I mean, you have everybody else is like above board and doing great things. Do you want this?
Yeah, they asked Trump about this, and he basically said he does not regret his pick. So.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well,
doubling down.
Which means everybody's going to circle the wagons now. I'm telling you guys, you're going to circle the wagons, and it's not going to whatever. Don't listen to me.
By the way,
for everybody out there, like, I can't believe you guys are saying this and talking about this. Every other radio host believes this, but you know why they won't admit to it? Because they're not going to talk about it. So when we don't agree with something, we just pretend it doesn't happen.
We talk about stuff like that on this
show. Yeah. Exactly.
And my point to you, I mean, what was this, 2017? All right, so it's many years ago. He's now married, and his wife has a baby, and blah, blah, blah. My point to you is not, I don't think he did anything criminal. I'm just saying, think about what they did with Blasey Ford, and nothing happened, and there was no tangible evidence, and so on and so forth. Think of what they did and how they dragged that through the mud, right, to try to delay something. Here they have Venmo.
Yeah.
And so, and that's why I mentioned Jerry Springer. The famous Jerry Springer story is that he paid a lady by a check, and everybody said, dude, why didn't you just pay cash?
Yeah.
They have the records. They have the receipts. So now they're going to go full on with this thing.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in the beginning. This is January. This is right out of the box. Is this really what you want when you have a brand new administration? You have a ton of momentum. Do you want this?
You know what? Honestly, I don't think Trump cares at this point anymore. When you've been shot, you know what? There's more important things than worrying about what the media thinks about Matt Gaetz, right?
I think this will run as cover. This all this nasty stuff, and it's nasty. And to your points, they're not alleging anything. There are no charges. They're not alleging.
He's not going to get confirmed. Now will Trump?
But it'll run cover
through.
But it'll run cover through.
Yeah, they'll do a recess appointment. They'll adjourn. He'll do a recess appointment.
I think this situation will, because there will be such a battle over this, everybody else will get, they'll approve everybody else because of this.
So you don't think Matt Gaetz will get approved?
I think this is troublesome.
He's not going to get approved. Now will Trump push him through in a recess appointment? He might.
Perhaps.
But he's not going to get approved. Rob said if they were of legal age, then there's nothing there.
Right.
So that's
no,
true.
No, Rob, you're completely
right. If they're 18, then there's nothing here. So why continue to investigate it? You know what I mean?
Oh, and then the media is going to lose their mind when, and I said this in a big take earlier this week, as soon as he uses the recess appointment to get Gaetz through, it'll be, look at this, that's a fascist dictator. That's why I gave you the stats. Obama and Clinton had countless recess appointments, but they're going to spin it in a different light when Trump uses that option that is at his disposal. I think Clinton had 179 recess appointments.
We all did.
Trump will have like six of them, and the media will lose their collective lids.
Look, it's his. I mean, it's his right to push him through if he wants to. I mean, I have no issues with that. That's he can do that if he wants to. I'm just telling you, he's not going to get confirmed.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I think there's going to be a lot of
look at already the Republicans that are coming out talking about this, saying it's quite.
Well, I mean, he wasn't liked anyway. He was a. And by the way, why did he? Why did he resign so quickly? Did you notice that?
I think he thought he had this position in the bag. No,
well, because no, they, no, no, they no, it, once no. you resign, why would they?
To stop the investigation?
Right. They no longer have jurisdiction over him.
Well, that was option two.
So they would, here's the thing. This is a bipartisan committee meeting this morning. This is why it matters. It's 5-5. So in other words, it's a closed-door meeting. They have to decide what to do with it, and they're going to table it because he's no longer a member, right? But to make it public or do some action, that means at least one of these Republicans would have to cross over and vote with the Democrats.
Right.
So that's the bot. It's all political, obviously. We talked about Tom Homan, Border Czar issues. We've talked about Comcast, which is a local company, which has now green-lighted the spinoff, $7 billion spinoff of NBC Universal Cable Channels. Finally, just on a really light note, a lot of the local malls have already been telling us about Santa visiting, like at the Plymouth Meeting Mall. That's the right?
Yeah.
So in Bensalem, there are some malls that, due to less foot traffic, they don't even have their Christmas or holiday decorations up, and they're nixing Santa. And people are outraged.
I never thought Santa would be canceled.
Yeah.
I figured the left would do it before retail would.
But this is the Bucks County. This has been Salem. They're just saying we don't have enough foot traffic to like pay for a make sure that we make Santa comfortable and all that good stuff.
I have no idea how that mall still is even operational.
This is the Chamonix. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's making national news.
By the way, Dr. Phelan McGroin on the YouTube chat says Gaetz.
Doctor who?
Dr. Phelan McGroin.
I think that was Dr. Oz's colleague.
He says Gaetz has to resign to be appointed. No, he doesn't. Like, did Representative Mike Waltz from Florida, who's going to be Trump's national security advisor, did he resign? No.
I don't think so.
Gaetz is the only one that resigned. I'm telling
you. Very quickly.
Yes.
Okay.
And took everybody by surprise. That's all I'm saying, guys.
Too much concern on Matt Gaetz.
My concern is not about anything other than keeping laser focused.
No.
There's a huge amount of momentum. We have a hot mess right now. We didn't even talk yet about what's going on with Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah.
and all of that. The world is a mess. The world is on fire.
Or the Alvin Bragg stuff.
The Alvin Bragg stuff. We didn't even get to that yet.
He wants to keep Trump on a leash for 4 years.
Yeah, because
a scumbag.
And they're not. They're gonna because Alvin Bragg by keeping him by saying we're gonna put everything on hold.
Yeah.
They keep the charges there, and thus they halt the appeals process.
Yeah.
So this is going to get one way or another.
Trump's, we'll resume this when you're 83, Mr. Trump.
Yeah. Give me a break.
Yeah,
that was just a ploy to keep it to hold that. That's ridiculous.
I thought the report yesterday was that the judge was set to toss the conviction.
Alvin Bragg wants to keep this alive. He wants to continue to call him a convicted.
But the judge has final say, not the prosecutor, right?
Right, but they...
I forget, is that Mershon? Well, yeah. I'm losing track of all
Juan Mershon.
Okay.
But in that one, I think that Dershowitz spoke on this. I have it somewhere else.
The Dersh,
and had a brilliant, take on the whole thing, saying that any lawyer knows this, that it's going to get appealed, but so by holding it, it doesn't kick it to the point where you do appeal it.
Yeah.
That's my bottom line.
Yep.
But anyway, Neshaminy Mall, the fact that Santa is not going to be there and they're canceling Santa, that's making national news. I got a kick out of that.
Reminds me of the episode of Married with Children when the Santa Claus tried to do an air landing out of a helicopter with a parachute and he crashed into Al's roof.
Yeah, nobody knows who you're talking about.
Everybody knows. No. They love that episode.
The best mall story, it's not Santa. It was didn't Zioli, remember back in the day, Rich Zioli got in a fight with one of Santa's elves?
Yeah. Oh, I got to hear that story.
Yeah.
He got into a fight with an elf.
Yeah. Tune in to 3. He can tell you that. All right, we have to wrap this up.
All right, okay, sir. Sorry.
This is still the news, by the way.
It's still the news. Holland Floor Cover. Yeah, Jimmy Matthews is like warming up. He's doing his stretches.
He's on hold, by the way.
He's on hold?
Jimmy Matthews will be done running by the time the news is over.
Okay, Holland Floor Covering, thank you for sponsoring and being patient. Holland Floor Covering, the best on the 63 sunny day, rain coming late tonight. Holland Floor Covering, region's premier family-owned carpet and flooring dealer. New Carpet creates such a cozy atmosphere in your home and really can add warmth to any room. Showrooms in Wayne and Newtown. Free samples, no obligation estimates, hollandfloor.com. Thank you for sponsoring Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. We'll save Nancy Mace for the cut sheet because we do have audio and video, but we'll hit on the NFL story as they have issued their first and only official statement on the Trump dance that is sweeping the nation. That's coming up next, and it's a good story for you. But right now, another good story is DuckDuckGo. I would argue when we're talking about search engines, it's the best story going. And now they want to go from where they are to higher levels. That's why they have brought out their new subscription-based Privacy Pro service. It's a 3-in-1 service that's going to give you a secure VPN anytime, anywhere. Secondly, identity theft restoration. We do not want our identity stolen, but when that does happen, they help get everything back on the up and up. And of course, personal information removal. And one of the beautiful things about this is you can use the new DuckDuckGo subscription-based Privacy Pro service on up to 5 devices at one time. Take advantage of this offer right now. Just go to duckduckgo.com/1210 for a free 7-day trial offer. And then after that, because look, let's face it, secure VPNs, identity theft restoration, personal information, it's not just going to go away after 7 days. You always have to be vigilant to protect the stuff that matters to you. It's just $9.99 a month after your 7-day trial. Go to duckduckgo.com/1210.
When it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years, Kitchen Magic has built an impeccable reputation for transforming kitchens with precision and care. From the custom cabinets to countertops, backsplashes, to all those storage solutions, Kitchen Magic gets the job done fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. Trust the name your neighbors have relied on for decades, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation. Go to kitchenmagic.com. Get this on the calendar. Let's cook up something extraordinary. Kitchenmagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I'm at the steps right now. Kirk and I are here. Kirk, set up the camera.
All right. Okay. You set up the camera.
You found the camera guy. Beautiful.
Good.
Have we done any calisthenics to get loose?
I was thinking you guys were having me set up for something, all these Schuylkill drownings. I parked near the Schuylkill.
Well, Jimmy, I actually ran the idea by the Piazza Auto Group. I was going to stuff you in a Range Rover and then reverse it into the Schuylkill, but they said that would be a bad business decision.
Actually, Phil, do we have the video? Can we see the video of the Art Museum steps there? Do you have it up there?
Well, we really want to box for it this early?
Well, no. I just want to see if we can because I see it in my monitor there. I see it in my monitor. But there we go. There, look at Jimmy Matthews.
Fantastic.
Jimmy, go over in front of the camera and talk. Talk to Kirk.
There we go.
Look at that.
Hey, Kirk. How are you?
Good.
Look at that. All right. He's got his eagle jacket on. All right. He's ready to go. The company flag.
Do you have your boxers on?
I have my boxers. I'm ready to go.
All right.
I'm going to take off my Rocky gym shorts or gym warm-up.
I see people up there already, right? There's some people. Yeah, there's some people up there. Okay,
there's
cool.
A guy running the steps right
up
now.
There, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful day. It's a great day.
Now you've got the Apple earbud things in. Will those stay in place as you make the descent up the steps?
They will. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Beautiful.
Are you ready to do this? Are you ready to pay this off?
I'm ready.
All right, good.
I'm ready. All the forms are signed. I'm all set.
All the forms are signed. Yeah, we have to make sure that, you know.
Look at this. We've got ladies backpedaling right now. Look at this. This is amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Jimmy's, like, heading out towards traffic.
They're my warm-up crew.
All right. So if you're listening, if you're one of the YouTube chatters or you're just a listener who knows Jimmy, go down to the Art Museum steps and just apparently you said there's some free parking down there, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's right behind the Art Museum down by Boathouse Rose.
Yeah.
Free parking on Waterworks Drive.
Yeah. Keep walking back towards the camera. I was getting a little squeamish there. I thought he was going to walk into traffic for a moment. You see that?
No.
He's heading out towards the cars.
He's pacing, like he's like nervous a little bit.
He's getting loose.
Check it out. The area. Yeah, it's a row down here back in the day.
Yeah,
the South Crew used to row. Sean knows the South Crew very well.
Oh yeah.
All right, Jimmy. We'll hang tight, and we'll check back in about an hour.
All right. See you then.
All right, brother. There he is, Jimmy Matthews. Down at the Art Museum steps.
This is going to happen. Look at this.
And it was smooth.
So cool.
Connection sounded good. The video was good.
I know.
Kirk found the steps.
I love it.
Awesome.
Look at us.
That's a feat in and of itself.
It is.
Well, let's not jinx it, though. We still have the actual main event to come.
Yep.
This could be like a Tyson-Paul Netflix ordeal. We could have all sorts of buffering issues and connectivity issues.
I talked to Kirk this morning, and he's like, I'm not running up the steps with him. And I was like, no, you don't have to. He's like, okay, because I
did. Yeah. Did he bring the flag?
He brought. Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the flag has been posted on Twitter if you want to see what the Kale & Company 1210 WPHT flag looks like. Now, Kirk, don't forget, if you're listening, you got to, because you're not going to be going up the steps with Jimmy. So you're going to have to zoom in, because as he runs away, he's going to look smaller and smaller to the YouTube crowd, right? So we're going to have to zoom in, but we're not going to want to zoom in too quick. Like, Dawn, you're the TV expert.
Yeah.
Tell him the art of the slow zoom. I don't even know if that's a thing. I just made it up. But it sounds right. Like, we don't want to see, Jimmy, who is that? Oh, there.
Start out wide and then just slowly zoom
in. I'm thinking we go to, he should stand at the top of the steps, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And then turn around and throw his arms up. And maybe actually, you know what? He should do the Trump dance to cap it off. Right?
I like that. That's a good idea.
I think he should do that.
Yeah.
And that'll actually lead us to our quick update here before we break for the cut sheet. As the NFL said yesterday, releasing their official statement, the league, through a spokesperson, has confirmed that it has, quote, no issue with players who do the dance that mimics the moves of President-elect Donald Trump. NFL chief spokesperson Brian McCarthy said in an email, quote, there is no issue with celebratory dances such as what took place Sunday or the previous week with the 49ers on November 10th. So every single player that you have seen, the league has said they are completely fine with it. The NFL rules make room for various player celebrations, but the celebrations must not be excessive or include violent acts such as the throat slash motion or imitating a shooting by using one's hand in the form of a gun. But like I said yesterday, this was not a protest like the Kaepernick thing. This is a celebration. It's a goofy dance. It's something that people have done for years before Trump started doing it, and they'll continue doing it afterwards. So thankfully, the league did not shoot themselves in the foot and go back to being the no fun league. And they say no issue with it. So that is good.
I mean, did we think that there was, I guess we did.
I thought there was a chance. Yeah. I mean, you know, in this day and age, who knows, right?
There's really nothing wrong with it. Yeah, somebody brought up the point, I think it was in the YouTube chat, about Jimmy Matthews not wearing his MAGA hat.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, we should have.
Okay. Well, does he have a MAGA shirt on?
No. He's wearing a Eagles windbreaker.
That's true. With looks like gray sweats and black sneakers.
Yeah.
As long as he has our flag, that's all I care about. There's enough MAGA stuff out there. Any more Kale and Company stuff.
I can't believe that this is going to be great. It's going to be great.
He's got to wear the MAGA hat.
Yeah. You're right. He said he would.
Yeah.
But if somebody's going down there, give him a MAGA hat or let him wear yours. Yeah. I'm sure one of our listeners.
I have my pink one, but it's here.
Yeah. Kirk, come on back real quick.
No, don't tell him that. Don't tell him that. He'll come back and he'll get stuck in traffic all the way down there.
Don't.
Exactly.
I have my new Vance 2028 one.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
It's very nice.
Look at you. All right. 855-839-1210. I can't wait to get that flag back here and stick that on the truck and drive around Bluebell. I'm going to get to Jimmy's driveway and beat my horn.
Seriously, are you going to, like,
yeah,
I want to get video.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll have That's my
daughters,
awesome.
I'll have my daughters film it on the phone or something.
That'd be cute.
Or my wife before she opens the door and rolls out. All right. We'll come back. Get the cut sheet underway. Auto, we have some gems lined up for you. Jimmy Matthews at 8:30. Tony Bruno at 9 o'clock.
What
Don't you dare touch that dial.
By the way, while you're doing whatever you're doing this morning, I would. This is a FanDuel. FanDuel. FanDuel.com/Greg to sign up. The NBA is back. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to bet on the 76ers tonight. The 76ers are actually favored against the Memphis Grizzlies because I don't think John Morant is playing, so I think they're going to answer all of the criticism and everything. I think they're going to win tonight. So I'm going to take the 76ers tonight -2.5, or you can take the money line. At 76ers -144. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. It's an easy way for you to get 3 months of NBA League Pass free. Place a $5 bet on either the spread or the money line for the 76ers tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies, and you can get 3 months free of NBA League Pass. Just go to FanDuel.com/Greg, FanDuel.com/Greg to make every moment more of the season. FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA and 1210 WPHD, 21 and over. President PA, after 3 month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime, no refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanDuel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
I like this live shot.
I do too.
It's very cool.
It is.
We should, I don't have it in the budget, but we should make Kirk come out every morning and just take shots of Philadelphia.
Yeah. What are Philadelphians doing? I love it.
I don't have it in the budget.
I'm going to need to have a meeting with myself.
I am.
Go to Love Park, show the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Like all that stuff.
Okay. Look, a lot of Kale and Company correspondents. A lot of people want to be a part of
That'd
the show.
Cool.
Cut sheet contributors.
All the Kale and Company listeners, if you're in that area, just stop over. Yeah. Stop over to Kirk. If you're listening, take the flag and wave it. Can you do that? Seriously?
Don't break the camera.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's see. Not the American flag, our flag.
We did ask
Captain
Kirk to go at the top of the steps.
Is he at the... No, he's at the bottom.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. He needs to be at the top of the steps to when the run starts.
Right, okay. Right. We should be getting closer to us.
Yeah, he should be at the bottom.
Plus, right. It's an incredible view of the city.
Yes.
Yeah.
And right now,
Ben Franklin Park. This is like an iconic view. If you're at the top of the steps,
and if that is Jimmy at the top of the steps, you can barely even see him right now.
He's got to be at the top.
Yeah. Kirk must not be listening.
No. I know.
He's listening to Preston and Steve.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
All right, let's get to it. 7:53. What's on the cut sheet?
What's on the cut sheet?
What's on the cut sheet on this? What's today? Wednesday, brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See store for details. Relationships really do matter. Cherry Hill Volvo. Check them out. Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. I have a lot of new viewers on the YouTube chat today or on the YouTube channel today. Make sure if you're watching, you're hitting the like button and you're also hitting the subscribe button. Very important. Cost you nothing. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button. Please. Thank you. All right, let's get into the Nancy Mace thing, because we were supposed to do it at 7:30, and it's 7:53, right. And like usual, we're behind.
Well, we're staying on brand.
So walk me through this, Nick. Nancy Mace put out legislation that there was going to be...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the transgender individual bathroom bill, and this apparently stems from... a lot of things. I mentioned, you know, her history of having... Dawn,
She's a survivor of rape.
She's a rape survivor. Yes. Okay, I wanted to get the verbiage correct.
And she suffers with PTSD.
Yeah, and she's also received death threats on social media, and she received a video on Instagram, and I've got the quote here. I don't have the clip, nor do I really feel like we should play it because it's just awful. But the following was said by a threat to Nancy Mace. Quote, "This video goes out to Congresswoman Nancy Mace, some guy by the name of Venus, a transgender individual, said in a video posted to Instagram, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, I do hope that one day I do find you in that woman's bathroom and I grab your ratty-looking effing hair and drag your face down to the floor while I repeatedly bash it until the blood is everywhere and you're dead."
Awesome.
Oh, so, I'm on Team Nancy.
Yeah.
And I'm unapologetic in doing so. I'm all about keeping dudes out of women's spaces, and it's not because I have two daughters. It's just I believe in two genders, and I believe a separation of men go into one room, women go into another, and with the trans movement, if we need to create a third room, then let's create a third room.
So, all right, let's start with, because she was asked about this a couple times. Let's start here with cut... let's start here with cut 7. This is Nancy Mace with a ABC reporter who asked about this legislation. Play it, Phil.
The question is, with your piece of legislation about banning women from using...
100% yes.
My question to you is...
And it doesn't go far enough. I'll be filing more bills.
You have said that it was created in response to Congresswoman-elect McBride.
100%. And
should legislation be created targeted at one specific person?
It doesn't mention anyone in the legislation, but
you've said it was aimed at her.
No, I have said it's a result of this. I'm not going to allow biological men into women's private spaces. I will stand in the brink and stand in the way of anyone on the radical left who thinks that it's okay for a penis to be in a women's locker room or a bathroom or a changing room. Hell no. I'm not going to stand for it. And the speaker said it would be in the House rules package. If it's not, I'll be ready with a motion, a privileged motion, to force a vote on this. This is not okay. I'm a survivor of rape. I'm a survivor of sexual abuse. And I'm not going to allow any man and any female private spaces.
Now, Speaker,
end of story. And by the way, I'm getting death threats from men pretending to be women. Why is it that these crazy people, the insanity, the radical left, are willing to kill women over a man's right to be in a women's restroom?
Speaker Johnson has said he wants to treat every new member with the words dignity and respect. Forcing this congressperson to go into a male restroom, is that dignity and respect?
Forcing women to share private spaces with men is not dignity and not respect. I'm absolutely going to stand in the way of anyone who thinks it's okay for a man to be in our locker room, in our changing rooms, in our dressing rooms, in women's bathrooms. And in fact, if you agree with that, you're crazy, because that's not okay. It's not okay.
Congresswoman,
thank you, Congressman. We're going to peel away from this conversation, Kira. So a little bit.
This is, it's wild that this continues to be such an issue, because it's the most unbelievably dumb subject that we talk about on this show, and we talk about it a lot because it's in schools, it's in workplaces, it's in sports. I just don't think about this. We've given you Gallup poll numbers. where I've seen numbers ranging on a low end of 72% to a high end of 90%. I mean, in America, you never find Americans in agreement to the extent of 70 to 90% on one policy issue or one subject matter. We couldn't even agree what was the most important issue for this election. Was it immigration or was it the economy? It was like 46% to 37%. Almost 8 out of 10, if not 9 out of 10 Americans believe men have no business in a woman's bathroom. Yet for some reason, again, we cater to the 10% and all of a sudden, like, that is being forced on you. Like, that's the majority opinion and belief, when in reality, it is not. And I would just say one last thing, because this is for females more than it is for men. Like, Dawn, I feel like I've said all I can say on this subject. And I would say anybody that's hesitant to speak up on this issue, whether they're male or female, that's especially a Trump supporter. And I bring that up for this reason. We are seeing Trump voters and supporters come out of the closet like never before, right? They're no longer afraid. If you're no longer afraid to say you're a Trump voter and supporter, then don't be afraid to stand up for women. And I feel like more women have to do this. There's just not enough of them. There's not. I mean, Dawn, you defend women. I defend women. You know, individual citizen journalists like Meg Brock will bring it up. But unless this becomes a groundswell, biological females will continue to be intimidated by the left-wing media and the 4% of people that identify as transgender that want to be in a female bathroom.
Yeah, and the way that it's being reported, because the headlines matter, is that, you know, Mace eyes legislation banning, that it's a ban on trans women. That's the headline. And what I think what Nancy Mace is trying to say, that in particular, because she has PTSD, I mean, obviously she's, you know, went through something that's horrible, and she wants to protect those private spaces intended for women. And that's her right. I think that the point that the reporter, when they asked, basically what they're asking is, why didn't Congress deal with this before? And so, because it's not necessarily about the individual, you know, whether there's an individual who's a trans individual who happens to be from Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in my opinion, do they have an HR in Congress? You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like, do they even have an HR? They need an HR. They have, basically, they have no accountability for any kind of HR issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so they need a whole HR situation where I don't even think they have it. Seriously. And that's why they have, I mean, look at all the sexual abuse and the things that happen in Congress,
mm-hmm.
right? Like literally in the halls, the so-called hallowed halls of Congress.
Yeah.
Overall, they need an HR. They need standards. They need to put it all in there, not just piecemeal like this.
Here's what I would do. I would make this proposal to this member of Congress that identifies as transgender. And I would say this. Okay, you don't want to be in a men's bathroom, and all of our female elected officials do not want you in the female bathroom. We'll create a unisex, whatever you want to call it, family potty, whatever, right? And I would say, is that good enough for you? And if that individual says no, my instant reply is, why do you feel like you need to be in a female bathroom? And then he's going to say, well, I identify as female. I mean, I'll follow it up again. No. Why do you want to be in a female bathroom? Because I got to tell you, as a straight guy that identifies as a male, I have no issue and no desire and no inkling to ever want to go into a female's bathroom. Okay? Maybe that's because I'm a guy, right? And I'm not trying to identify as a female. But I'm not putting a female in danger and in risk. And this is not to say that all transgender people have sinister intentions or perverted intent or anything like that. But we have seen stories where shenanigans go on in a female bathroom. And to me, no female should be subjected to that. You know, females got to deal with, you know, all their, you know, bodily issues. They want some, like, stay out of there.
They have
couches in there.
Tell us more.
By the way, do you have couches in there?
We have a full bar. Yeah, that's why you really want to go. Massage.
That would be amazing. Why do men not? Well, when can a man get a couch in a bathroom? You know.
My question though is, Senator, as far as you know, the representative elect, right, from Delaware, my question is, with Sarah McBride, did Sarah McBride go through the surgery? Because is it a moot point if indeed Sarah McBride had the surgery and now male apparatus?
Yeah, they can't squat over the urinal.
So, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you this, Dawn, because you're the female and this is your wheelhouse.
Your wheelhouse, Dawn.
Right? So if this individual no longer has a penis, are you more accepting of this individual in a female bathroom? Because we're hung up on the, no pun intended, we're hung up on the whole concept of no male genitalia in a female bathroom. But if biological male, this is like calculus. I'm just trying to navigate my God, my head's ready to explode.
This is fun.
But if the biological male,
through this.
If the biological male has had his genitalia surgically removed, is it more acceptable for that individual who now claims to be a female to be in said female bathroom? That's a question for females to answer. I can't answer that.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. Like in our bathroom here, I don't care. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't. Like, I know some people might disagree with me. I don't really look. I'm running. We have 90 seconds to run.
Right. You're
between
like,
the commercial
you're
break,
like
right?
Jimmy on the Rocky steps.
Like,
you're running down the hallway. So,
but I genuinely don't care.
Okay.
We have individual stall. Like, I don't care if a guy came in, whatever. So this, personally, the issue for me is more aimed at girls. Girls in sports. Kids and teens are sensitive.
So you're good with it being as an adult, but
really
as a mind, do you have an issue with it for minors?
I think with kids, it's a whole different animal. With kids, it's a whole different thing that's going on. And the problem with school bathrooms, we've talked about, I mean, there was that girl in Delaware was beat up by other girls and was murdered in a school bathroom. So I think it's school bathrooms in general, that's a whole different issue. Locker rooms, the Riley Gaines story, all of that, that's a different story. In a professional setting, I think it should be up to each private business, you know, to decide these things. For Congress, I guess, you know, they should have a policy. I think in every workplace, they should have, like Greg said, you know, have private bathrooms. If people want to have a private, maybe they're having stomach problems, whatever their issue is, nobody wants to know, have a private restroom and so on and so forth. To me, I wouldn't think to even like Nancy Mace, but Nancy Mace is serious.
Yes.
I think she's, like, I'm not afraid of Sarah McBride. Do I think Sarah McBride has ever, no, she's fine. Like, I am not afraid of her. I don't think somebody, whether they're a man and they identify as a man or a man dressed as a woman, I really don't care. I don't care. You be you. But, if there's somebody who feels that somebody with male parts or a male going in their private female space and they feel threatened by that, I respect that, especially somebody. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't imagine what Nancy Mace survived, a very violent attack where she was, you know, ravaged, and it's horrifying. So we need to respect her. So it's not a ban on one; it's respecting everybody's rights.
The problem with those individual stalls, you know, the individual bathrooms, is everybody goes in there to doot. So it's like you know it's
right.
You know, the poor person who has to go in there.
It's flush. It's like flush, God. Flush.
You ever look underneath and see the other guy's shoes, and you're like, I know who that is.
Speaker Mike Johnson was asked by a reporter yesterday. This is Cut 6, Phil. Is Representative-elect Sarah McBride a man or a woman? Why did the reporter ask this question?
I'm trying to goad him for a soundbite.
Play this, Phil.
Is freshman-elect Sarah McBride a man or a woman?
Look, I'm not going to get into this. We welcome all new members with open arms who are duly elected representatives of the people. I believe it's a command that we treat all persons with dignity and respect. We will, and I'm not going to engage in silly debates about this. There's a concern about uses of restroom facilities and locker rooms and all that. This is an issue that Congress has never had to address before. We're going to do that in a deliberate fashion with member consensus on it, and we will accommodate the needs of every single person.
That's all
Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir.
Do you plan on bringing Nancy Mace's transgender bill and putting that into the rules package?
I'm not going to address the plans on any of that. I just told you what I'm going to say about the issue. I'm not going to engage in this. We don't look down upon anyone. We treat everybody with dignity and respect. That's a principle that I've pursued my whole life. And we will take care of this, you know, issue of first impression for Congress, as we will any other thing. We'll provide appropriate accommodation for every member of Congress.
Mr. Speaker,
I thought he handled that very well. He kind of deflected a little bit. He gave the politically correct answer. And obviously, when this comes to vote, you'll see how people believe.
Well, he obviously didn't think he gave a good enough answer because he came back out later to clarify what he meant.
Oh.
So either he...
About new member?
He got a...
new member?
He got a stern talking to. I would almost guarantee you maybe somebody who was watching... SpaceX launch yesterday may have called the bat phone and be like get back out there and Weasley Mike Johnson says yes sir okay sir whatever you say sir
MAGA Mike
cut eight.
Hello everybody, I just want to make a statement for all of you here and be very clear. I was asked a question this morning at the leadership gaggle and I rejected the premise because the answer is so obvious. For anybody who doesn't know my well-established record on this issue, let me be unequivocally clear. A man is a man, and a woman is a woman, and a man cannot become a woman. That said, I also believe, that's what Scripture teaches, what I just said, but I also believe that we treat everybody with dignity, and so we can do and believe all those things at the same time. And I wanted to make that clear for everybody because there's lots of questions. But that's where I stand. I've stood there my whole life, and those are facts.
So the bottom line on the measure governing access.
What a weasel he is.
The measure governing the access to the facilities that we're talking about, they need a simple majority within the House of Representatives. So this thing, even though Republicans, they have a razor-thin majority, this thing will pass.
Trump and Nancy Mace were like, get your, you know, what back out there. Do it again.
Okay, I will. Whatever you say.
Or you're not riding on the plane and you're not having McDonald's.
One more from Nancy Mace. She was on with Laura Ingraham last night.
Yes.
This is Cut 18, Phil.
This is good.
Play it.
Now, Rep-elect Sarah McRide responded to your resolution saying this is a blatant attempt from far right-wing extremists to distract from the fact they have no real solutions to what Americans are facing. We should be focused on bringing down the cost of housing, health care, child care, not manufacturing culture wars. Your response?
This is not manufactured. This is a person who's threatened to come into women's private spaces. And I'm a survivor of rape, sexual violence, and abuse. And I know how deeply vulnerable women are in places where we feel we have a right to privacy. And this is not okay. If you're a biological man, if you're born a man, you use the men's restroom. You don't invade our privacy. You don't come into women's private spaces. This is not a thing. I will die on this hill. It will not happen on my watch. This is a fight worth fighting for. And I'm going to fight to protect every woman in Congress, every staffer, every employee, every woman and girl across the country. They didn't learn anything from November 2 weeks ago. And women's issues were on the ballot, and conservatives are now feminists. It's wild. It's insane that this is even up for debate. It's not up for debate.
Well, one thing. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's actually a really good point because she's basically saying that Democrats haven't learned their lesson in defeat about this fight that they waged. You know, we talked about it. You know, the culture wars, the social issues. It was advantage Republicans. Democrats tried to run on it. They lost. And as far as this manufactured culture war in that quote there, this is not manufactured by Republicans. This is a response from biological females, right? It's like biological females didn't sign up for this. They're not manufacturing this. This is their response and their reply to not wanting a guy in their bathroom. By the way, Nancy Mace had to make that quick with Laura Ingraham because her husband was waiting in the bedroom and, you know, she had a prayer breakfast to get to and, you know.
But keep in mind, and here's the irony of this, is that Nancy Mace, you'll recall, was the first woman to graduate from the Citadel's Corps of Cadets program.
Yeah.
And so she got a degree in business administration. But her book is In the Company of Men, A Woman at the Citadel. And so my question is, if you're saying that men do not belong in women's private spaces, then within the military, because that's a debate as far as women in combat and so on. So there are women who say, well, wait a minute, we belong in these traditional like men's spaces. That's something that Pete Hegseth, you know, has talked about and was ripped in the media.
Mm-hmm.
So I would wonder, as far as Nancy Mace, how she feels about that. In other words, are there separate private spaces in the military or in a combat zone or on the front line, et cetera?
Yeah.
And so we have to be consistent and thoughtful on all of these issues.
Right. By the way, we do a lot of video analysis on this show.
We do, yeah.
I don't know if, Phil, if you could bring that video back up and just get it to the freeze frame point where we see Sarah McBride in the split screen. I didn't even know that that was formerly a man. You know, Sarah McBride, if you could pull that up. Let's do the typical question.
No, we are not. How dare you?
Would you know that that was a former
man?
It's some really good work there that's been done.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I don't know if I don't know if Phil can pull that up. He might be searching for Captain Kirk right now.
No. He's trying. I can see him.
Sarah McBride, who won her election in November of 2020, became the first transgender state senator in U.S. history.
Yeah.
And now goes on, you know, obviously for national office.
There we go.
Right there. Yeah. Now, if that was just like that right there and I didn't know the subject that we're talking about.
A little manly features there.
Well, I would have just think that that's three females there on television.
Don, it's disgusting.
No, I'm not disgusted. They're just, like, this is the stuff I don't know. It's the low-hanging fruit.
Right. That's what I'm about.
Conversation. It's like,
what we do.
There's big stuff to talk with, and so just don't get sidetracked. I mean, and the thing about it is that people then think, oh, this is mean or this is... Representative-elect McBride, this is a local story, Democrat from Delaware, is set to become the first openly transgender member of Congress. And so and I believe that McBride made headlines as a teenager, as like an advocate. So I don't know how long, I don't know the full story with McBride as far as when the transition, when all of that began and so on and so forth. But I would say that there's a lot of sympathy for this, because of this one individual.
Yeah.
And I think that it behooves congressional members to just talk about an overall policy that respects everybody's rights rather than bash an individual who's like their new colleague.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Lots of texts coming in now. You're crazy, dude. LOL. That's a dude.
Yeah, it's a dude, brother. It's a dude.
Good work.
Sorry.
Well, that's always the question. You know, that's always the question is, if somebody has identified as a woman since they were, you know, a teen or preteen, whatever, and they still have the male member and the male parts and so on.
The Adam's apple.
Then Dr. Rachel Levine has, none of these people have really answered the question. Like, did you have the full surgery? Did you go through the full surgery? Because you're saying that you identify as a woman, so what does that mean to you if you have not gone through the surgery? Because you're keeping your male part.
I just don't even know how people actually physically go through with that procedure. I mean, I get numbed up at the dentist for a filling.
Nick is like crossing his legs.
It's so,
as he's,
I mean,
just thinking about it.
As a guy, it just anything that has to do with that area,
yeah,
it's just like off limits. You know what I mean? Like,
it's cringe.
Well, I mean, like procedural things.
Right. Right. Like, even when dudes get into fights, you never give a low blow to it. Like, that's the ultimate sign of disrespect.
It
two
is.
Things you never do in a physical fight with a man. Spit on him and hit him in the pills.
Yeah.
You just don't do it.
All right, can we show video of the Starship launch yesterday?
Yeah.
I know
everybody was enamored with this. Like, it doesn't do much for me.
It doesn't?
Nah, not really.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. I think it's kind of cool.
I've never been one of these space guys.
This is the C-SPAN. Phil, you can run it. This is the C-SPAN.
Let's go for launch.
There we go.
All right, we're now T-minus 20 seconds until liftoff of Starship Flight 6.
Split screen with Trump.
This will mark our second attempt
Ted Cruz.
To catch the Super Heavy booster at the launch tower.
This is so cool.
This doesn't do anything for you, Ken?
It does very little.
Really?
Really?
Yeah,
this is so cool.
I agree.
I'm not a space sci-fi kind of guy.
It's nothing to do with space and sci-fi. This is like, you know, this is technology of modern man.
Yeah.
Back in the day, all the network. Phenomenal. Look at this.
Yeah. There it goes. And now it landed safely on water, I read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's the first time this has ever happened?
This is a very heavy, and it's a reusable rocket program.
Okay, a reusable
avionics
rocket.
Avionics power and telemetry nominal.
Trump's like, I just want a quarter pounder.
Maximum dynamic pressure. We're about 6 miles away, so all the sound's still hitting us here. Hearing good call-outs, that power telemetry nominal, that's flying straight and true. We do see all 33 Raptor engines.
I mean, this is like, you know, this is amazing.
Screens.
You can say
history.
Say what you will about Elon Musk. Like, this is his creation.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know.
He could be not only he is the wealthiest guy in the world. He's up to like $314 billion in net worth, but he might be the smartest guy on the planet.
Yeah.
Imagine being the smartest and the richest guy on the planet.
Yeah. Hey, can we? It's like we're 10 minutes out. Can we check back in with Jimmy Matthews?
Oh, he's on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, and we've got some of our other Kalen Company contributors with him at his side.
Yeah. There he is.
All right, Jimmy Matthews.
What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, good morning.
So we have some, there are some listeners down there, huh?
Yeah, we have Newman down here. He's having a night. Road Warriors here. We've got Brian here.
Awesome.
Look at
that.
Guys, good morning.
Jimmy's pulling his pants off right now, by the way.
No.
Newman's got his shades on and his coffee cup.
So are you ready, dude? Did anybody bring down a...
Yeah, I'm ready.
Did anybody bring down a MAGA hat or anything?
No MAGA hat. No MAGA hat. I do not own a MAGA hat, so I couldn't bring one with me.
Darn it. I should have given mine to...
Jimmy, what are your thoughts on Comcast selling MSNBC?
Is my uncle out of a job?
By the way, if you're driving around by the Art Museum steps, if you're driving by the Art Museum steps, give a little honk.
Yeah. Or just stop and play the YMCA song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, make sure...
Give a little honk if you're driving around there.
Yeah.
Hey, Kirk, make sure you go to the top of the steps.
Top of the steps, Kirk.
Yes. Let's relay that to Kirk in case for some reason he can't hear it.
Yeah, he'll head up after I... get into my box or into my gear.
One request, if I could, when you get to the top and you finish the steps, can you do the Trump shimmy dance?
Do I know what that consists of? What is that?
Ask Newman how you do the Trump shimmy. See if he'll do it.
Newman, how do you do the Trump dance?
The Trump dance?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He knows.
We got it. Whoa!
Yeah. Well, all right. In substitute of the hat not being here, I'll do the dance. A little bit of the dance.
Okay. Yeah. Just 3 or 4 seconds.
I got to make it.
All right.
I think we lost.
So how's everybody today?
Are you good? Tell Kirk we need. So you're good with that. You're good with that. With that flag, right?
Yeah, I'm good. All right, flag's
cool.
Right here.
And
hey,
then,
Jimmy.
Uh-oh.
You've been served.
Oh, boy.
That's the Odyssey legal
funny.
Papers.
That's funny.
Yeah. Can we get Jimmy to pick the flag up and just do, like, one wave with it in his hand?
Yeah.
Like he's the Iron Sheik coming down to the ring?
Yeah, Jimmy, can you do one little wave there with the flag?
Yeah, sure. It's right here.
There we go.
Yep. There we go. Wave it. Look at that.
All right.
There you go.
Nice. It says you've been served by the District Court 1210. You're hereby scheduled to fill your sentence on this 20th day of November,
awesome.
2024, starting at the base of the Art Museum stairs in Philadelphia. You are to carry out in terms of your wager, which has been placed amongst fellow YouTubers.
There you go. By the way, if you want to see all this, we're broadcasting this live. We're streaming it live, youtube.com/at1210WPHD. Everybody watching right now, please hit the like button and hit the subscribe button. Please hit the subscribe button.
It's amazing. This is going smoother than Bruno's setup. We've had him on for a year and a half.
By the way, Bruno, I actually
bumped Bruno. That's crazy.
Well, you bumped him to 9 o'clock. You bumped him to 9 o'clock.
All right. So, I hope he's okay with that.
Don't trip. Yeah, we'll get. All right. So we'll get back to you. We'll get back to you.
Look at all these people running the steps. Boy,
it's amazing. Yeah, he's not really going to look at a place because everybody does it.
I know.
How long do you think it's going to take you to get up there?
Let's set an over under.
Yeah.
I got Road Warrior shirt here.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, Indy Bikes.
Yep. Yeah, Road Warrior, trying to do some product placement.
Independent bike shop is Road Warrior's thing.
What time do we have?
Does Road Warrior want to be on camera? Because, like,
he's fine. He's having a great time back here.
He's like, people want to see what Road Warrior looks like.
Yeah, he's a very rogue individual, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
It's like, nobody shall see what I look like.
That's right.
It's amazing.
I can't even understand his tweets half the time. Much less see him.
Yeah, everybody's saying we should have had a MAGA hat. I
know. Well, let's substitute
the little bit of a dance with the MAGA hat. We got the Capitol Police showing up here.
Uh-oh.
Jimmy, do not start an insurrection. I'm going to say over under 29 and a half seconds. I don't know. How many levels of steps are there?
Yeah.
There's 70-some steps. I think it's 73 steps.
Is it 73 steps?
You can do this.
Now, are you going to go all out, or are you going to be like that guy to your left right now? He's going to take 2 days to get up. Look at this girl. She's skipping steps.
I'm 54. I'm not going all out.
Look at that lady. She's got, like, Uggs on.
I think
72 steps.
I think Jesus or one of them said that they were coming over. If they haven't, somebody stop and get him a MAGA hat. We have 6 minutes. Come on.
Please.
All right.
I mean, come on. That's got to be big Trump country down that way, right? There's going to be MAGA hats everywhere.
Yeah, there's no vendor selling it. All right.
There are no MAGA hats to be seen.
Unbelievable. Right.
Look, man.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, look at this.
Nice. Look at that.
Do like a 5-second up there, maybe.
Yeah.
It's awesome. This is great. This is so good, man.
Look where radio has evolved.
I know. It's great. We're making radio great again. Look at all the people. That's awesome.
I just saw Road Warrior.
That was really a great point.
All right. We should take a break and then and get to this, right?
Yes, we should.
All right. Are you ready to, like, we're going to take a quick commercial break and then come back. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that. I look forward to it.
Awesome. This is great. This is great.
You want me to drop them or put them on hold?
Just put them on hold.
All right, put them on hold. Put them in the bathroom and leave them there. There he is. Jimmy Matthews in Bluebell. He's waving the flag again. He's holding
amazing.
It up. What's up with the big QR code? What do you
think? I think if you take a picture of that or whatever you do, like, I think it takes you to the Odyssey app. I'm not 100% sure. So.
Okay.
Wow.
There's cool
people out there with cameras and it's Oh, man.
I like the design of the flag.
Yeah.
Was that done in-house?
No. Okay. We don't do anything in-house. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, no idea. I'm out of here at 10 o'clock. I don't know what goes on once I leave. None of my business. All right. We'll come back, see what Jimmy Matthews can pull. We want to set a number. Are we going to time this, by the way?
Well.
Does Road Warrior want to pull out his stopwatch?
Yeah, we should. Hang on. Jimmy, still there?
Let's go back to Jimmy.
Jimmy, still there, buddy?
How long it takes you to get up there?
Yeah.
How long do you think it's going to take you to get up there?
I'll give him an official.
I don't know. Not that long. It's only not that far. Like, watch the Rocky video.
Are you still long stalker?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give him an official time.
Oh, wow, look at that. I mean, we have an official timekeeper down there.
Why don't we have Road Warrior just do a jog? I mean, the guy has been known to ride a bike 65 miles to the ocean. I think Road Warrior should run up the steps himself, time it, and then set a number accordingly based on the physical components of Jimmy Matthews.
This is amazing. He's taking his boxers off. Here, go back to the he's taking his pants off. He's doing it. Look at that. He's paying off his debt. I mean, they're basically shorts, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're basically shorts.
They're
basically shorts.
They're not short.
He's got ankle socks on too.
That's
Love those black socks.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be great. Yeah. All right. Okay.
I was thinking Jimmy was more of a tube sock kind of guy. But he's going low ankle, low cut. It's a good look.
We're going to do all this in just a couple minutes.
You have to
make sure. Get over to YouTube if you haven't gone there yet, or listen on the Odyssey app.
Kaling Company.
Gone.
Back after this.
You know, I talk about privacy, security, and for years I've talked about DuckDuckGo. Millions of people use DuckDuckGo as their go-to browser to protect, you know, all their everyday online activities. They've been around since 2010, you know, from searching to browsing, emailing, and so much more. And that is why I was so excited when I heard about Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. This is a subscription service, and it's a 3-in-1 privacy subscription service that really helps protect your personal info from being exploited by some of those creepy, privacy invasive companies or hackers or even scammers. So, you know, I had to try it out. I'm loving it. So it's been weeks now, and I think it's terrific. And it's a 3-in-1. You get such a bargain. Because it's 3-in-1, 3 layers. So with Privacy Pro, DuckDuckGo's VPN secures your Wi-Fi connection, and that's anytime, anywhere. And so, for example, if I'm out of town, I'm out of state, this weekend I'm going to be out of town, no worries, because you know how when you go to that little coffee shop, I was getting my hair done, I was at one of my kids' games, and it says, not secure, not a secure connection. You never want to do that. I feel secure because I have DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro, their VPN, which secures my Wi-Fi connection. That's anytime, anywhere. And yes, when I travel to Italy next spring, yes, I'll have a secure Wi-Fi connection thanks to DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro. They also have this identity theft restoration. And this identity theft, over the years, I've been identity theft. Oh, what a nightmare that I went through. And that's why I love this. It's that layer of protection. But God forbid you get identity, you know, an identity thief steals your identity. They will help you restore it at DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro. And then what about personal information removal? So when I go to, you know, my desktop device here at work, and for example, whether it's a Mac or Windows system, if you search your name online, and this has happened to me, it's happened to especially girlfriends of mine, especially in television, although we're all public people now, right, with social media, but you're going to be surprised at how many of these sites actually are taking your information about you, and then selling it or posting it. Privacy Pro is going to help you actually remove your personal information from those creepy sites so they can't share it or sell it. I love that they would help me out on something like that. You get all of this, these 3 different layers of security for $9.99 a month. As my listener, you go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. You're going to get 7 days, a 7-day free trial, and that's on us. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Do this, and do this today, and let me know about it. I want to hear from you what you think, and let's keep tabs on each other. For me, just the other day, 42 different sites, they blocked from taking my information. Every day you get a report, and you can push a little fire like emoji at the bottom, and it just makes everything go away. I love that. So they give you the report. They keep the receipts. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Do this today. Tell them Dolan sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, the big festivities, the main event of the day. Jimmy Matthews from Bluebell, Pennsylvania, pays off his bet. And perhaps you guys are like, what exactly is going on here?
Help me understand.
Well, we're going to help you understand this. So Jimmy Matthews, the nephew of Chris Matthews, formerly of Hardball on MSNBC, big listener of Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, frequently contributes in our YouTube chat, Democrat, and he made a bet that said he believed Kamala Harris would win the election. And if Donald Trump was victorious, he would pay off the bet by running in his boxers, wearing MAGA gear, and waving a Kale and Company flag on the art museum steps. So we have arrived at the compensation of the bet.
Phil, can you put it in a split screen with... is there a split screen available? So we can...
How many boxes can we go here? We see Jimmy way at the bottom.
He's way at the bottom there,
waving the flag.
Yeah.
Traffic.
Should... Should we check in with, do a little pregame with Jimmy?
Yes. See if there's a... Yes, we can't see him really, but we can certainly hear him. He's got the earbuds in. Jimmy, can you hear us?
Yes, we're good.
All right.
Wow.
The moment has came. Are you stretched? Do you feel like you're ready to go and you're not going
to,
like...
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
All right, wait.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I see where Kirk is moving closer.
That's right.
Down the Art Museum steps a little bit so we can see him.
Okay.
Jimmy, any final last words? Do we need a medic there or anything like that? Do you think you can do this?
No, we're good. I'm gonna settle up my bed. I'm gonna run up the steps and see how it goes.
Okay. What's the speed you think you're gonna do this? Are you gonna start off slow or are you gonna go?
I'll just get up there. How's that? Getting up there is half the battle.
He's just gonna get to the top.
All right.
Just like me on the bike ride. Just finish the job.
Dawn, any last words? Any last words for Jimmy?
Don't trip. Be careful.
Yep.
He has the Kale and Company flag. He has the Kale and Company flag. Yeah, Kirk, can you zoom in? Are you able to zoom in at all or no?
Maybe get to that front, the top of the first section, and then just slowly walk back as Jimmy gets closer without you falling over and cracking your skull.
By the way, if you're driving around the art museum steps, give him a little.
I got a couple beeps going on.
Nice, I like this.
Yeah,
nice.
You might need a tripod.
Do you think Kirk can hear us? My guess is no.
I think he's on delay.
Oh, he's on delay.
Yeah, he can hear you. All right, okay. He's moving down. All right, I'm ready.
All right, let's give you a little motivation.
Let's go, Harry.
All right. Give you ready to go.
Should we start the music over again?
You want to play the Rocky Music Wall?
No, hang on. Hey, Jimmy all Matthews, right. This is radio.
This
come
is
on.
A production.
All
this
right,
is,
come all on. Right,
come
right.
on.
This is an MSNBC at 7 p.m.
Top of the art steps. You see the beautiful view, iconic view of Philadelphia at the top of the art steps and looking out on the Ben Franklin Parkway. All designed, by the way, back in the day after the Champs-Élysées in Paris.
Dawn's working on like her mummer's warm-up right now. She's setting the scene for everybody. I like this.
If you're driving by the Art Museum steps right now at 8:40, give us a little honk.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's not go too loud with the Rocky music because I want to hear Jimmy's panting.
Agreed. And then, Phil, actually for this, if you're watching on YouTube, Phil, for this, why don't you put it just in, just him by himself? There's no, we're not here. And then when he gets up to the top, we can do it. So can you do just Phil? Or just
Jimmy.
Just Jimmy right now.
Jimmy Cam. Let's go Jimmy Cam exclusive. There we go.
All right. Are we ready?
All right. Here we go.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Nick, why don't you give an on your market set, okay?
Okay. Here we go. Jimmy Matthews, on your mark, get set, go! He's coming.
There's Kirk.
I knew the ear pods were going to fall.
Oh, the ear pods fall. Oh.
I knew it. Hold that flag up, Jimmy. Come on. Hold the flag up, Jimmy. Here he comes.
There it is.
Look at that. Look at those calves.
Look at those calves.
Keep going. Come on, Kirk. Keep going, Kirk.
He did it. Woo!
Yeah.
Good job, man.
Awesome job.
Yeah, thank you.
Look at that. And he's not even really winded.
No.
Yeah, hey, everybody, can you tell everybody there to give a cheer
official,
so we can...
Official time.
Give a cheer.
Official time. 32 seconds.
Give a cheer. Come on, guys. Let's go.
32 seconds.
Get a cheer. Here we
go. E-L-D-N-E-L-E-L.
It's amazing. Amazing.
That.
Awesome job.
Nice
great,
work.
Great job.
All right. We made it.
Are you good?
My bet's settled.
All right. Keep waving that flag a little bit.
Yeah.
Woo.
All right.
There we go.
Good job.
Yeah, there's no MAGA hat, so we have this. All right.
That's amazing.
Well, Jimmy, we're both Bluebell PA residents, so if you see a Honda Ridgeline with that flag lately, it'll be me.
Okay. Wait. Do the Trump dance. Do the Trump dance.
Yeah. We need the shimmy.
Oh, God.
Come on. You can do it. You can do it, buddy.
Can we get the YMCA pulled up real quick?
Pride at LaSalle College High School right here. Pays his debt.
There it is. Yeah.
Woo.
Good job, buddy.
Win the game.
All right.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You're a trooper, Jimmy.
Hey, thank you.
You're the best,
man. Take care. All right.
All right. Good job,
Jimmy
guys.
Matthews.
Thank you.
How about that? There you go.
Wow.
He did that pretty quickly, too.
Yeah, 32 seconds.
He did.
Oh, Dawn timed it. 32 seconds. Yeah. There you go.
Look at that.
Good job.
That's what, 32 seconds into a 72-step flight? That's not bad. What is that, a step every, a little over every 2 seconds?
Yeah.
There you go.
Great job.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, I agree, Patty. Not exactly boxers. I mean, they're a little kind of shortish.
Yeah, like they're like Umbros.
Yeah.
Remember Umbros back in the day?
Yeah, there's a term from the 90s.
Little short shorts?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He paid off his bet. It was good.
There we go.
Good job.
So what do you want to do for the rest of the hour? You want to continue with the cut sheet? We go into a break?
Yeah, no, let's take a break. We'll come back with a couple cuts. And then Tony Bruno coming up 9 o'clock, top of the hour.
That's right.
9 o'clock.
Tony Bruno's probably stretching as well right now. We're not going to have him run, but he'll run down the show sheet.
I mean, he did a great job paying off that bet.
He did.
So we did it.
I'm impressed with the flag. That thing's going right on the truck. I might leave that up there all year.
Yeah, Kirk, bring the flag back, buddy.
Yeah.
He's like, it's mine.
He's going to snap it over his leg, throw it in the trash. All right, we'll continue. A couple of cuts. I think we still have what? We have Sunny Hostin still out there,
oh,
right?
Yeah. She was offered. She said something, and then 3 minutes later had to correct it because of what she said.
So. Nothing worse in broadcasting than when you say something, and then the legal executives say, I need you to walk this back.
I thought she was an attorney.
I mean, that's a great point, Don. That's a great point.
Yeah. I mean, I've never had to do something like that, but then again, I'm not as angry as Sonny. All right, Kale and Company, more of the cut sheet when we continue.
You know, my friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles feature the latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands like Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. These models have such sleek new designs and innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. And you know, Piazza, they have thousands of new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles that are available right now across Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Visit them. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, PIAZZA, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
I think Jimmy might need a spa salon
day.
True. Legs are going to be killing him tomorrow.
Jimmy, you're a good sport. I'll send you something.
Yeah. And by the way, you got to give Jimmy credit, right?
Yep.
I mean, a lot of people talk trash and then make bets and then they welch on them and they don't pay up. Man of integrity as he came through there.
Yes. Yep.
I mean, I personally would not have. I would have said, if Kabbalah wins, I'm going to do this. And I'd be like, I was totally full of crap.
By the way, yes, I told the listeners, a couple of the listeners down there, that they can have a tour of the studio. So Road Warrior is going to come up here and tour the studio.
Cool. Today?
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
The View. Sunny Hostin. She's forced to read a legal note just minutes after presenting the Matt Gaetz allegations as quote-unquote fact.
Oh.
This is cut 16. Phil, do you have this one?
And by the way, watch the face as she delivers this.
So I think this is, if I think this is correct, she reads, or she says what she says is fact, and then 3 minutes later it shows her making the correction. I believe that's what this is.
Okay.
Go.
How could you nominate someone with allegations of child trafficking across state lines and having sex with a 17-year-old? My understanding further on in the interview, they discussed the fact that once he finds out that she's 17, he stops having sex with her.
Sonny, you have a legal note.
I do have a legal note. Thank you, Whoopi.
Do the face.
Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations, calling the claims, quote, invented. And saying in a statement to ABC News that this false smear following a 3-year criminal investigation should be viewed with great skepticism, that DOJ investigation was closed with no charges being brought.
Ooh. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. She begrudgingly delivered that statement. Did you see the way the lip quivered there? That little snarl?
Mm-hmm.
That's how my dog looks, right? When I'm teasing him with like a little piece of pizza crust.
Tease your dog.
Like he wants to rip my head off.
Yeah.
Boy, if you're ABC, you're saying, okay, so let's get this straight. Hey, legal, get down here. So we've got the Whoopi thing, right, at the bakery, Staten Island. That's going on, right? Defamation, malice. And now we've got, now here's the interesting thing, and I'm not defending Sunny Hostin by any stretch, because I think actually think she has now supplanted Joy Reid as the most bitter, angry woman on television. She did say allegedly there in that clip.
But she said it, she said in the statement that something was fact that he did so-and-so.
Yes.
Okay.
So
you
can't, I mean, you can't say.
You can't convict somebody.
Yeah, you can't convict somebody over the, you know.
So. He's never been charged.
Yeah.
Like she said the second time around, he has never been charged. Yeah. And it was investigated. There were allegations against him. And so
Well, we cover our butts every time we have a story. We say allegedly. Yep. Did we say allegedly? Right? You know, you can't.
Also, we're not lawyers. So, to Dawn's point, she's a lawyer. She should know better.
She should absolutely. She does know better. She didn't care.
Well, in my defense, I went to law school for 89 days.
That's true. That's
okay.
True, Nick.
All right. Okay.
Cut five here. Lindsey Graham was asked about the sexual misconduct allegations involving Gates.
Well, a lot of South Carolina commentary these days.
Play Sir Lindsey.
Serious allegations involving sexual misconduct with Matt Gates, including sex with someone who's underage. Is he qualified to be Attorney General?
Nobody should be disqualified because of a media report.
I've already talked to him. I mean, he just said, listen, he wants a shot to be able to lay out his vision for the department and also to respond to these various allegations. And, you know, I said, hey, the confirmation hearing is the place and chance to do that.
That's Josh Hawley. So there you go.
Good old Josh Hawley from Missouri. So we've got Nancy Mace commenting. We've got Lindsey Graham. We need the trifecta, actually the quartet from South Carolina. We got to get Nikki Haley on comment. And we also have to get Tim Scott on comment. A lot of people from South Carolina. You think Lindsey Graham really wants to be bothered with that? He's just worried about what war he's ready to start and what he wants to blow up, right?
It's true. It's a good point.
I don't have time for this. I want to nuke another country.
All right. I pulled this just for you, Nick, and Dawn Stensland, both of you.
Okay.
This is Trump's granddaughter, Kai. Mm-hmm. She was talking to him on the phone yesterday, I think, and they were talking golf.
Yeah. By the way, she can swing.
So apparently, in this clip, President Trump asked his granddaughter to compare his club head speed to Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, not even close. Not even probably close to Kai, who I believe already has a scholarship to Miami.
This is cut seven. This is 17, Phil. You have the wrong one in the queue there. Cut 17. Yeah, go.
What's your best score on the new course on the front nine? Because I'll just tell you. After I hear yours, I'll tell you what I just shot.
I would say my best would be 32, maybe. That's a tough nine.
All right, well, I just shot 4 under, too, so I just shot 32 as well.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's good. What do you think of Bryson's club head speed compared to my club head speed?
I don't know. I think yours is a little faster, honestly. I think you hit way farther than him.
That's right, honey.
That's cool. What a cutie.
It's amazing.
That's awesome.
The girl's 16 years old and she's 17. And she shoots a 32 on the front nine.
Yeah.
For those that don't golf, the most front nines, back nines, you're talking par 35, par 36, and she's 4 under. And probably mad that she didn't shoot a 29. I'd kill for that.
All right. Should we make way for Tony Bruno? I see him in the on deck circle.
Yeah. By the way, Dawn, real quick, Kai is Don Jr.'s daughter, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
His oldest daughter.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, Tony Bruno is on deck from Jimmy Matthews on the arch steps to Tony Bruno from his humble abode in Southwest Florida. By the way, do we have time real quick to grab Jesus? Or
absolutely,
am I out of time?
Yeah. No,
Jesus was at the art museum.
Jesus.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing well, buddy. How was it?
Oh, it was pretty entertaining. Jimmy, you know, was a man yep. of his word to actually do the thing. Although it's pretty funny that he fell down the stairs. And
Did he drop the earbud? Is that what fell out?
Yeah, that's what fell out of his ear.
I thought so.
I was like, I think he should start over. You know, he could have gotten a better runtime.
Do it again.
No, he just soldiered through and, you know,
awesome.
Did his thing.
Awesome.
But yeah, it was fun.
All right.
Hey, Sue,
should do it again.
Do you work around there?
Yeah, I work nearby. That's why I was able to make it.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem.
All right, there he is.
Adios.
Jesus, North Philadelphia.
Awesome.
Tony Bruno, South Florida, next on Kale & Company.
Start your day with Kale & Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.